Welcome to this podcast about Kitimat Village and Kitimat Arm in British Columbia. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by an automated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Kitimat Village is on the eastern shore of the Kitimat Arm extension of Douglas Channel, approximately 71 miles southeast of Prince Rupert and 6 miles south of Kitimat, British Columbia. Formerly known as Kitimat Mission, it is the main community of the Haisla people and their government, the Haisla Nation. Douglas Channel, one of the principal inlets of the British Columbia coast, is named after Sir James Douglas, the first governor of the colony of British Columbia. It serves as a busy shipping route due to the aluminum smelter in Kitimat, where bauxite is imported and smelted aluminum is exported. A major port expansion is underway to establish a terminal for exporting liquefied natural gas, expected to be operational in 2025. The contemporary Haisla Nation is an amalgamation of two ancient bands, the Kitimat of Upper Douglas Channel and Devastation Channel, and the Kitlaup of Upper Princess Royal Channel and Gardner Canal. Historically, each band controlled its own resources within a shared traditional territory, occupying independent winter villages. The remoteness of these villages kept the Kitimat and Kitlaup isolated until the 1890s, when a mission and residential school were established. Epidemics and diseases introduced by Europeans reduced the native population significantly. After the 1918 influenza pandemic, fewer than 300 people survived. They formed connections and began to occupy a single village. Missionaries and government agents pressured them to abandon feasts, dancing, and potlatches. Traditional communal houses were dismantled and children were forbidden to speak their native language. Despite decades of strain and dislocation, a culture has emerged that combines elements of both traditional heritage and Euro-Canadian influences. Kitimat was the location of the Kitimat Indian Residential School, which operated from 1883 to 1941. The Canadian Indian Residential School System was a network of compulsory boarding schools for Indigenous peoples. Funded by the Canadian government's Department of Indian Affairs, these schools were administered by Christian churches. The Methodist Church ran the Kitimat School. This system aimed to remove Indigenous children from their cultural influences and assimilate them into dominant Canadian culture. While the Kitimat School reported fewer cases of abuse than others, it still suffered from poor conditions and a harsh regime similar to other schools. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.